AW Mobile.
N0TR Mobile. Did you get Dave fixed up?
Way now. What, you out and about?
Josie's here, headed towards home. We've been out and about, Aldi's and Walmart, and I took Bernice to eat breakfast at Waffle House, and now I think I'm behind the snail mail and this very old Camry up ahead of me. She's running about 25 miles an hour.
Well, and hello, Bernice, and I hope her eyesight's getting better, clearing up there a little bit. But Amy I had to take Amy's Avalon to Toyota place that requires maintenance. Light came on, not a light, but a message. And she drove my car to work, and now everything's out of whack. The steering wheel's not where it's supposed to be. The seat's too far in. The mirror's looking down at the console. You know how that goes.
She's doing okay. I'm worried about where that drain was on her neck. It keeps swelling up a little bit there, and put pressure on it, and it goes away. But concerns me. Well, Dave, on this one, you got one and two on the left side of the door, and you take your foot off the brake, and you set everything where you want it, and you would put yours as number two, because it's your wife's, and you hit the two and the set button at the same time, and it memorizes it. So I'm sure you're probably aware of that.
There, on both of our cars, and neither one of us use it. That's because we hardly ever swap who drives what. I mean, if we go on a trip, it used to be my car, now it's her car. But on a trip, that changes. But then she's left to deal with the aftermath when it comes time for her to start driving back and forth to work. This go-around, I was left with the aftermath. I guess if it happened more often, we'd take the time to do that.
Imagine. Well, I wonder what's the matter with the Avalon. Probably not very much. I'm kind of wishing I'd have got a hybrid now. But the price of gas don't bother us much, Dave, but I guess that's the wrong attitude to take. But we just don't drive that much or long trips anymore, so it's there. Well, I talked made a contact, I guess you'd say, with the ship that the Beauvais de-expedition's on. And I don't think you care much about de-exing, but you might. And it's kind of a rare one. And I made contact with one of the guys that's going to be on the island on the Maritime Mobile last night on the ship. I always try to do that, but I hadn't had time. And there weren't very many guys making contact with it last night, so I guess I got lucky like I did that Crozet Island. At any rate, Dave, go ahead. This is N0TR.
What's wrong with the Avalon? That sent up that message because it needed tire rotating since the last time I had taken it up there. So that wasn't anything in my opinion. I'm going to get one of those readers that reads that code, and when a reminder comes up, I'm going to read it. And if it's something as simple as that, it's not going back to the Toyota place. I can take care of that for nothing. But if they get to that point, you know, when they get to a certain age, hers will be 3 years old this year, I think. And when they get to that point, it's time for me to start taking over the maintenance rather than leaving it totally up to the person or the manufacturer. But I got a Maritime Mobile one time. I didn't know what it was when I got it. I was, you know, just doing a whole bunch of communicating, and it came back the call sign /MM. I had to go look up what MM meant because I had no idea. But when I figured out MM, Maritime Mobile, I went back to him. I said, are you on the water? He came back and he laughed at me and said, yeah, that he gets that a lot. But no, that's pretty cool. My first 10 years in ham radio, I drank so much of that Kool-Aid, I got drunk off of that Kool-Aid, and it took me another 10 years to sober up.
Yeah, I never was much for numbers, Dave, and I just work, I still do, I just work everybody. I talked to a guy in Houston, Arkansas the other night, and he was going quite a bit slower than me, and he kept saying slow instead of QRS, and I don't care, I slowed down. You know, that was fun, and I don't care where they're at or who they are or what class they are. It's just fun to me. You know, I've always been that way, but with the logbook of the world now, you can count numbers. And I admire people that do that, but I'm just not a contester or anything like that. But being she's different and I haven't worked it, I'll do my best to work it. My super loop's been kicking my amp out a little bit when it rains, it seems like, and there's nothing on the antenna that's touching the trees or anything. But thank the good Lord, I got a Carolina Windham and 160-meter vertical little tune to it, so I had an alternative. Oh, I did work Sri Lanka last night. Wow, I like to see them when they get halfway around the world, and he was 9,000, I don't know, 900 and some miles. But, of course, he doesn't do logbook of the world. He says, I'm not interested in QSL cards anymore. So I think we all get to that point, Dave. I got books of them.
The most fun I had is probably the briefest period, but the most fun I had is when I was at my peak practicing CW, and I could send it at a decent enough speed that people would answer me. Before I got to that, I mean, every now and then you get somebody to answer you, but they usually didn't. You know, I found out for the most part the guys that were serious about it didn't want to waste time with me when I was slow, but when I got up to 18 to 20 words a minute, they would talk to me. And that was probably the most fun, you know, second to, or digital being second to that, you know, because it's like you become a part of the machine when you're sending it like that, because you're using muscle memory. You're not using thought process. And that's when it takes a lot of work to get to that point, but boy, is it rewarding when it gets to that point. Right? And then you probably kind of lose sight of it after you do it for so long. But I like that the most, and then the digital side, you know, my peak of mine when I was doing it was PSK, the JT65 and the ST8 and all those other modes came afterwards. And they were okay, but none of them compared to PSK because they were so much slower. You had to wait before you transmitted. I didn't like that. But and then the last one was the phone, being on the phone side of the band. I just didn't dig that too much. That was just very, what do you call it, inefficient. An inefficient mode. W4DJW.
This is NGRLTR Mobile, crossing Cunningham Lake, and a dreary day at 45 degrees. Well, Dave, the other thing is AM, which is aeronautical mobile, not the AM mode. Now, I've made one or two AM contacts, actually, way back in the old days. But with the sunspots coming up, I've worked several 747s, 707s, and different ones, especially freighters down along the East Coast when I was in Kansas. And sometimes they'd be going over. But that was fun to get the aeronautical mobiles. And they'd usually always send you a card, and one of them owned his own P-51 Mustang, and that's what was on the card. And that was a $1 million plane back then. But I don't care about the money, but the plane, oh, that's a honey. Seen them up at Oshkosh quite a few times. But I think when I could carry on a conversation, and that's what Shane's working on now, NKO4LAO is, conversational CW. That's when it really become rewarding. It's easy to make a 599 like last night to Sri Lanka. Well, that was hard to get through because he was on 30 meters and you're limited to 200 watts. But the most enjoyable CW one I can ever remember was a gentleman, his name was J-I-G-G-S, Jiggs, and he was a railroad telegrapher, and he was 99 years old, Dave. And another one I talked to was using a keyboard, And the only reason he'd ever use a keyboard, he told me, was that he had so much arthritis in his hands he couldn't run a key anymore. Those are rewarding. And he was telling me that they used to use, in the old days, I think it was called the American Morse code instead of International Morse code. And it was so enjoyable to work somebody like that. And the other one was, I took my commercial radio license in the basement of Carthage, Missouri. And there was an old gentleman there, and he had one of those underwriter laboratories, you know, the old black manual typewriter in a case. And his name, his call was Wooks, I think, W-0-O-X. And he took the 25-word-a-minute test for second-class radio operator, and he was headed to Bahrain. And I got to talking to him after I took my commercial test. He passed that and never missed a letter typing it in, Dave, at 25 words a minute. And then he started pulling out all of these. Every captain has to sign off on the ship you're on, and he had pictures of those ships. And this guy was, I don't know, my age, 75 years old or so. That was memorable, Dave. W4DJW in 0TR.
I'll get one of those. This is probably my last transmission because I'm about to turn in David's neighborhood. But I had one before I learned, well, while I was learning CW, manual CW, with your hand, I would do it with the TS-2000 and a computer. And I would not use the mode where it was modulated. I'd use the keying mode. The TS-2000, I actually broke it eventually because I ran up the speed. But there was this one guy that ran a straight key that was extremely fast. I looked him up. He was on the web. He was extremely fast. He was like the world's fastest. And he sent me the website, and I read up all about him after our QSO. But he kept saying faster. And I told him, you know, I can go whatever speed you want to go because I'm going through the computer. And he would say, that's okay, go faster. And you could tell, I mean, you can tell the difference between a human and a machine because humans fluctuate, whereas a machine doesn't. But we went all the way up to 75 words a minute, Tom, and he kept up the whole way. I eventually went up to 100 words a minute with my TS-2000, and I broke it doing that. And I had to send it to Virginia Beach to have them fix it. Because it's not modulated CW, which you could do modulated 100 words a minute, it wouldn't hurt it. But when you're actually keying and you're going that fast, you can tear up hardware. Anyway, I'm in David's driveway, so this will be my last one. You and Bernice have a good ride the rest of the way in. And ZOTR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, be sure and say hi to Dave. And he's always enjoyable to talk to. And I'll never forget you and I talking on Morse code that night. I think you was using a keyboard, but you can usually tell because the person never misses a syllable. And we always miss letters and then hit da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and then start over. But 73s, and I hope you have some luck with that. You look at the plates on the variable capacitor real close with a bright LED light. Sometimes they'll arc over and that destroys those variable capacitors. But I don't think he's got that much power, but there's your tip of the day anyway from old Tom. See you later. W4DJW in the driveway here. This is N0TR clear.
David came out. He's in the driveway. Said tell you hello. So W4DJW clear.
WK
and 4BWA. Patiently waiting for me at the front of the car, and I'm backing up so I can open my car door. Go ahead, Steve.
Is that KD2 CBA?
Okay.
Right. Tell him I said howdy, and was that chicken noodle good the other night?
That's okay. It wasn't 10 times better than Zaxby's.
Okay, I just want to say hey, K and 4BWA clear, and tell the boy I said howdy.
Will do, W4DJW clear.